We had hoped he was the one to redeem Israel. Luke 24.13-35. These words sum up the shattered dream of people who had followed Jesus for 3 good years as they walked to a place called Emmaus after his crucifixion. His death had shattered their hopes. He was like no other before him. How can this be, after all those great things he said and did? It was a conversation of traumatized people. There are many times when our lives and our world is traumatized by different events. We take our journeys, in which we are sharing stories of grief and sorrow. Suddenly, we find ourselves saying, we are exasperated. We are exhausted. We are frustrated. So, doubt begins to creep into our minds. Our faith gets questioned. Where is your Yahweh, you Jews? Where is your Allah, you Muslims? Where is your Jesus, you Christians? What fascinates me in this gospel text is how Jesus took the two men step by step. Jesus walked with them in their 7-mile journey. Of course, they failed to recognize him. Disappointment, grief, and sorrow can overwhelm us so much that we fail to feel the presence of God when he is right there with us. Jesus listened to their story. He joined in their conversations. He asked what it was they were talking about. In our daily frustrations, let us speak with Jesus. He desires to listen to our stories. Share your disappointments with him in prayer. He is right there listening. Jesus engaged them in the scriptures. Some of the answers we look for are in the scriptures. Jesus finally opened their eyes. When our dreams are shattered, God is there to restore hope.